He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, March 8th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Once again, broadcasting today from Scottsdale, Arizona, home of the Cactus League and spring training baseball. A baseball fan's dream come true. It literally is. Fields of dreams. Many fields across the Valley of the Sun, housing, 15 teams, I guess, here this time of year. So a lot of baseball here in Arizona. Right now, the market is out of the gate this morning. It's just kind of plodding out of the gate here this morning. The Dow's up 43 points, however, 24,844. The NASDAQ, I'm noticing a little weakness in the NASDAQ today. But having said that, the NASDAQ is up 9 points to 7,405. The NASDAQ has really been carrying load here recently. The S&P 500 is up a couple of points this morning, 2729, as we await Trump's tariff announcement later this morning. The Russell 2000 is kind of hanging out at the flat line right now, while crude oil is up 13 cents to $61.28. Gold's down $1.90 to $13.25. Silver's up a penny to $16.50. And that 10-year yield, the bond market, which has been pretty treacherous this year, the 10-year yield currently is at 2.88%. The VIX quiet today. The VIX very quiet, 17.15. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, we've had a pattern in the market here recently with a sell-off in the morning, strengthening in the afternoon, but the real strength has been in the late innings, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, with the NASDAQ and the technology stocks. And they have been kind of carrying the load here recently. A lot of strength there. A lot of stocks hitting new highs. A lot of biotechs hitting new highs. A lot of tech giants breaking out, hitting new highs. But the industrials, the overall market, you know, pretty quiet right now. Still worried about trade wars. Still worried about the Fed. But earnings and the economy still look quite good. And it is sector by sector. The financial sector has been pretty strong recently. The financial sector wants higher interest rates. The financial sector benefits from higher interest rates. We've got, obviously, the software stocks, the cloud-based stocks have just been on fire recently. I've tweeted recently about many of the cloud-based stocks whose head is in the clouds, I suppose, and their stocks are also soaring towards the moon. Right now, the ECB today, boy, you want to listen to riveting talk? Not. Listen to Mario Draghi on about conditions in the Eurozone. It's riveting, let me tell you. You'll be glued to your TV. You know, as expected, the ECB this morning leaves its benchmark policy rate unchanged. Unch. And they've kept it unch for quite some time now, leaving interest rates at a near zero interest rate policy. I think Germany's still, you know, right around, what, 0.06 or something like that, while we're at 2.85, 2.88 right now. The Eurozone is also behind us in tightening. They've had QE going on there and big bond buybacks. Now that's starting to come to an end. We called that taper in our economy. That was a couple of years ago when we had a taper tantrum, when our own Fed said, okay, we're not going to be buying our assets anymore and loading up our balance sheet. We're going to start unwinding our balance sheet. We're in an unwinding mode. While Europe right now is full, doesn't look like they'll be doing any more asset buying, no more quantitative easing, things getting back to normal, I guess, with historically low interest rates, and the bond yields turn higher. Well, you know, we've had one pretty well-known market pundit out there saying, watch the German Bund. And I do watch the German Bund. Every week in my newsletter, I report on the direction of the German Bund. Because in one man's opinion, let's see, who was it? It was not Bill Gross. It was another one of the bond kings that said, keep your eye on the Bund. And if I see any action there in the Bund, he believes that if the Bund starts to move higher, the interest rates, that is, then the could take the entire bond world bond market right down with it. So we'll keep our eye on the German Bund. Every Thursday we get the number of people claiming initial jobless claims. Last week we hit a 48-year low. This week we're up a little bit. We're up 21,000 from last week. We're at 231,000 this week. We had 210,000 last week. That was that 48-year low. So even though we're up a little bit here this week, we're still at very, very low numbers, which continues to point to a very, very strong labor market. I talked a little bit yesterday about how the staffing companies were doing quite well in this environment, as it's getting harder and harder to find good help. And there is pressure on wages right now to the upside. Well, we're still going to watch and stand by and see what happens if tariff talk, trade wars. Now we're hearing that Canada and Mexico could be exempt from these tariffs. That leaves the Eurozone and China, however. I don't know if they're the biggest perpetrators of dumping cheap steel, cheap aluminum on the markets. And that's what Trump is after, because it brings down the price artificially and hurts jobs. But, of course, you know, if our steel plants, one of them yesterday, U.S. Steel, announced that they'll be firing up the furnace at one of their plants, bringing back 500 workers. Well, you know, it's the old supply-demand equation. If we start increasing supply here in America, that will also drive the steel prices lower. So we'll see where all this ends up. We don't want a trade war. And this shot fired across the bow by Mr. Trump did cost him his economic advisor, Gary Cohn, and he has yet to be replaced. But we are hearing commentary these days from Peter Navarro, who's a little more hawkish on trade. China says, we're ready. Bring it on. China will respond as necessary in the event of a trade war with the U.S., according to Foreign Minister Wang Yi, cautioning that such a battle would harm all sides. Well, has China been playing fairly over the years? What are they doing? What kind of tariffs are they putting on our goods as they come into China? You telling me that China is perpetrating and practicing free trade? Or are they slapping tariffs on American products? They definitely are slapping tariffs on certain American products. So just trying to get a more fair playing field in the end. The warning comes as China released its latest trade data. Exports were up 44% and imports grew 6%. Okay, that's not good. They're exporting a lot more than they're importing over there. Something's not right. Something's way out of balance. And, of course, our country had a massive trade surplus of $42 billion in February. We have a deal today. I said this would be a record year for deals with companies bringing all that cash back overseas. You know, I had this one on my radar screen. It was showing up in the A-plus momentum list. I didn't act. It is being bought out today. Not that big of a premium. I think this will be a record year for deals. We just got to find those companies that are on the buy list of some of these big fish that are loaded with cash, right? Well, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay, I can't hear the station. Okay. All right. Okay. I think we're back. This is Bill Gunderson. You know how the internet is. And technology, we might have been disconnected there for a few minutes, but we are back live now. All right, let's take a look at the deal of the day. Cigna buys Express Scripts for $67 billion. Now, I did have Express Scripts on my radar screen, but it doesn't look like I missed out on much here because the stock is up 11% today on this buyout from Cigna. But I do believe, and I continue to believe, that 2018 will be a record year for mergers, acquisitions. You got a lot of companies with cash. The stock market's been roaring. That cash coming back from overseas. You've got the tax cuts that are also increasing cash reserves at companies. And the trick is trying to find those companies that are going to be on the receiving end of buys. The only way I know how to do it is you take a look at some of the industries. Tech would be number one, you know. The medical sector would be number two, I would say, in deal making, and I think so far this year it's proved out those are the two sectors where we're seeing the most deals. I've seen a lot of the cloud-based stocks breaking out recently. I think one of the clues that unusual activity, although it's not a guarantee by any means, but one of the clues is unusual activity in a stock prior to something happening. You cannot ever convince me that somebody doesn't know something when buyout talks are taking place in the back rooms, or when mergers or acquisitions are being discussed around the company, you know, the boardroom, the lunchroom, the break room, whatever. And a lot of times I've seen a company get bought out, and I said, you know, I've been watching that really unusual activity in that company. What do I mean by unusual activity? Well, performance, momentum in the stock, strong stock pattern. For me, the absolute best clue is to see an A-plus momentum grade. And that's why I go through those A-plus momentum grades every single day. What is a momentum grade as compared to a performance grade? Well, I have two grades. I have two performance-related grades in my Best Docs Now app. Every day, the app goes out after the market close, and it updates all the historical prices. So in other words, if we want to know how a stock has done over the last 30 days, well, that moves forward by one day every single day, right? And how it's done over the last 10 years moves forward by one day. So we have to constantly be updating our historical prices in our database. And from those historical prices, once they're updated, then the historical returns can be updated. 1 month returns, 3 month returns, 6 month returns, 1 year returns, 3 year returns, 5 year returns, 10 year returns. Now, when we look at all of the returns and weight them the way that I weight them, we get an overall performance grade. This includes short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and long-term performance. You know me, I like top performing stocks, just like the general managers over here in the Cactus League. They like top performing baseball players. They like top performing prospects. If they're performing well, that's a good sign. If their batting average is high, now they have all these metrics, OPS, OBS. I mean, it goes on and on and on with the stats. Moneyball. Well, the stock market has its own set of stats, and one of those is performance. Now, if we're going to slice out the long-term performance from a company, let's forget about the last 5 years, last 10 years. What have you done for us recently? The last month, the last 3 months, the last 6 months, the last year. How does that compare? Because that is an indication of momentum. There's a momentum. There's many momentum shifts that take place. All of a sudden, a stock can be fairly languid, and all of a sudden, bam, there's something going on. There's some performance going on there. What causes performance in a stock? Buying of the stock, obviously, and price movement. And in the stock market, as traders, as investors, we call that momentum. I personally do not like to buy stocks that are momentumless. A value investor could care less about momentum. And a pure trader and a pure momentum investor could care less about value. Well, in my opinion, I think they both have it wrong. I think momentum is very important, but I think you have to look at value too. And I think value is very important, but I think you have to look at momentum too. Because value without momentum leads to a lot of dud stocks. I mean, you can make a case for a JCPenney or a Sears Holding or whatever, General Electric. You can make a case for how much the sum of the parts are and how much the assets are worth, how much the real estate is worth. And some people are very good and adept at doing that. And then they're able to sit patiently by for sometimes even several years to realize what they saw that others didn't see. But a lot of times those stocks have zero momentum. I mean, they have zero. They're out of favor. So by nature, they have no momentum. And conversely, a lot of these momentum darlings, think of Bitcoin, they have no value or very little value. So I like a little peanut butter with my chocolate, and I like a little momentum with my value. When we come back, I'll give you an example. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Twin soldiers and Nixon
coming. We're finally... When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I thought I'd use an example here of a stock that, you know, the long-term performance is not nearly as strong as the short-term performance has been. In other words, this stock has a lot of momentum right now. And at the same time, it has quite a bit of value. At least the numbers would say so. And out of 5,541 stocks, this one currently comes in at number 129 in the upper echelon of the prospect list. You know, the baseball has their 100 top prospects, and the Padres have seven in that top 100. We'll see if any of those prospects turn out, but this one is definitely a high-ranked stock, and it is one that I decided to pull the trigger on not too long ago. I own it in my ultra-growth portfolio, where I take, you know, I'm a little more aggressive with that one. I get down into the mid- and small-cap stocks like this one, and I decided to take a look at it today because it is in the news. Pre-market, they were up 2% following a positive mention on CNBC's Fast Money last night. Is that Cramer? Is he Fast Money? I guess. Cramer must have mentioned it. Triogem Asset Management founder Tim Seymour said Yandex is fighting off Google in Russia and elsewhere and was positive on valuation compared to its peers. Well, it's a search engine. But it's a search engine for outside of the United States. In fact, this company, Yandex, Y-N-D-X, is headquartered in the Netherlands. But they are a provider of internet search and web content serving Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and others. So there's obviously more risk involved here. It's a $14 billion company. It is a mid-cap stock at the current time. And it currently has a relative strength ranking on the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99, it has a 95. My momentum grade right now on the stock is, momentum grade is A+. So it's one of the 100 or so A+ momentum grade stocks today. But I've owned it for a little while here. All right, so if we look at the performance first, this company does not have a 10-year record as a publicly traded company. It went public in, 2011. So it has about a 6-7 year record now, track record. Over the last 5 years, it's barely beat the average, the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, Yandex has delivered 13.5% per year, while the market's delivered 12% per year. So it's got a little bit of alpha there over the last 5 years, but not a whole lot. However, the alpha has been accelerating recently. Over the last 3 years, YNDX has delivered 34% per year. The market has delivered 9.5%. But remember, comes with a lot higher risk than, say, a Google, which is a much, much larger company. You've got political risk with Yandex. You've got size risk. It's a mid-cap company. However, the numbers are the numbers. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 34% per year to investors willing to take that risk versus the market 9.5. Now, it gets even better. Over the last 12 months, if we go back 1 year ago today, let's go back to March 8th, 2017, and let's buy the stock then. Oh, woulda, shoulda, coulda. The stock is up 97% over the last 12 months. During that same period of time, the S&P 500 is up 15.1%. So here you've got oodles of alpha over the last 12 months. Therefore, the stock deserves and earns a momentum grade of A+ right now. Now, the long-term performance grade, not as good as the momentum grade. The short-term, it's done a lot over the last 3 years here. And over the last 1 year, it's one of the stars of the NASDAQ. Probably one of the stars that you maybe have never heard of. Now let's take a look at valuation. And some would say, well, can we trust a company like this? Well, it's headquartered in the Netherlands, they've got to meet the NASDAQ standards. It trades on the NASDAQ. It trades very actively. Yandex today, let's see how many shares it's traded. It's traded 683,000 shares so far. So it's not a bulletin board stock. It's not a pink sheet stock. It trades very actively, kind of a mainstream NASDAQ stock. All right. Now, a momentum guy would say you can stop right there. It's got the momentum that I want. It's got a good solid stock chart. Looks like it has the potential to break out to new highs again. It broke out to new highs back in December. It broke out to new highs in February, and now it's kind of building a base again, which a lot of stocks are doing right now. We're kind of in a trading range, you've noticed, in the overall indexes. We have an up day, and then we have a down day. We have an up day, and then we have a down day. Been very much news-driven. Okay, so now let's go to the valuation, all right? Yandex is trading at 29 times forward earnings. That's what we got to pay for future earnings. However, the company is expected to continue to grow their earnings by about 33% per year. That's the consensus estimates among the analysts that follow the company. Therefore, 29 forward PE is less than 33 expected growth rate, PEG ratio 0.89. We like forward PEs in this business that are less than the growth rate. Now, there's no guarantee, number one, that they'll earn those earnings that they're expected to, and there's no guarantee that they'll grow by a 33% growth rate. We're just going off of the expectations right now, and stocks trade on expectations. So the expectations are and lead to a PEG ratio of 0.89. When I carry this formula out over the next 5 years, I get a five-year target price of $78. The stock is currently trading at $43, so it still has pretty good upside potential. And so when we weigh all of this together now, in the algorithm that I've developed, we take a look at long-term performance, we take a look at intermediate-term performance, we take a look at short-term performance, we take a look at the valuation, we take a look at the risk involved here. I'm sure I've weighted a little bit of risk into the formula. This is not your Google. This is not your grandmother's Google. This is a much higher risk, aggressive type of stock. Well, it's currently ranked at number 129 out of 5,541. And I currently do own this stock in my ultra growth portfolio, but it only represents about a 3% overall position, somewhere in there, because I believe, and especially as the risk goes down, or as the risk goes up, the diversification should also go up. You don't want to own one or two high-risk stocks. If you're going to be an aggressive investor, you need to spread your wings out a little bit I just like to own about 25, 30, 40, somewhere in there, depending on the market and the conditions and everything like that. And this is currently a 3% overall position in my aggressive growth. I call it my ultra growth portfolio. Not a recommendation. It's an example. It's an example of a stock that is currently doing quite well in this environment with no guarantees going forward. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A couple other stocks here in the news. Amazon, they are going to establish a presence in Brazil. Amazon has met with Brazilian manufacturers to talk about plans to stock and sell products from electronics to perfume directly in the country. A major move from serving only as a third-party marketplace. Well, Amazon has been hitting new highs recently. Amazon is hitting a new all-time high today. I heard on the news yesterday that Jeff Bezos, has displaced Bill Gates as the richest man in the world. I wrote an article back, last year or sometime, saying that he would at some point become the richest man in the world and that Amazon would become the biggest company. It's now $750 billion and catching up fast with Apple, which is $890 billion. I believe it's just a matter of time before Amazon passes up Apple in market capitalization. Amazon is hitting $1,551 per share today. I own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio since I bought it during this latest round. I did sell it for a while, but I bought it back when I saw that they had that one bad quarter straightened out, and that's what good management does. I'm now up 42%. On my current Amazon buy back in November of last year. And I made a ton of money in it during the buy before that. I think it was up over 100%. And Amazon continues to move higher. Now, what does that mean for Mercado Libre, which kind of has a corner on the South American market? And now all of a sudden, Amazon saying, move over Mercado Libre. I see Mercado Libre, which I also own in my ultra growth portfolio. Mercado Libre is headquartered in Argentina. And they are also serving the Latin American marketplace. They are the Amazon of Latin America. Mercado Libre is down 2.5% today, but it hit a new all-time high of over $400 a share just 2 days ago. So if you believe in online retailing, and I don't know about the infrastructure down in Latin America, the dirt roads and whatnot, it's a little dicier, but Mercado Libre continues to operate and grow very rapidly, and now Amazon is entering into that South American market by establishing a presence in Brazil. We also have some analysts coming out and saying, what would the tariff impact be on the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Alibaba, etc.? Very little. In fact, GBH Insights thinks that the FANG stocks are primarily insulated from the tariff and trade war concerns. And if you've noticed lately, that could be one of the reasons why that, you know, while the trade talk stocks have been selling off, the users of metal and aluminum, the automobile industry, for instance, has been selling off, the technology stocks in the NASDAQ have been pounding higher, especially late in the day. You get this NASDAQ rally that comes in. And it could be that, you know, investors feel a little bit more comfortable buying into companies that are insulated from, well, at least from this current trade talk, which involves only steel and aluminum. But GBH feels like companies like Apple and Netflix and Google, et cetera, would be unaffected. So there's another reason to own these fast-growing companies, of which I continue to own many. Tesla is going to have a cargo run today. Elon Musk posted a picture of a Tesla semi-truck starting on the first battery cargo run from his Gigafactory to the company's factory in Fremont. The 250-mile jaunt should be within Tesla's semi-driving range. So here we got a semi loaded with goods, headed from the Gigafactory, which I believe is in Reno, Nevada. So up and over the pass, into the Bay Area, comes the semi-truck on all electric power. No gasoline whatsoever. We'll see how that works out. And finally, cryptocurrencies fall after SEC warning. Cryptocurrencies are lower after the FCC issues a statement reiterating that online trading platforms for digital assets have to be registered. The regulator also warns on investor misconceptions with crypto platforms. You see, the cryptocurrencies, they wanted to kind of go around the rules. You know, if you want to take something public, there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of disclosure. There's a lot of legalese that needs to be done, documents that need to be presented. And that's a blow, one more, for those cryptocurrencies, which I've been warning about. And I see that the GBTC, the Bitcoin Investment Trust, which was trading at $38.75 in December, is now $16.18. And I would say, again, that's a pure momentum play. It was a pure momentum play. A lot of that momentum is gone now. And it's hard to make a case for valuation here at all with the cryptocurrencies. Well, people like to chase things. They like to chase single-family homes. They like to chase Holland tulip bulbs. They like to chase dot-com stocks. And the cryptos were the flavor of the moment back in December of this year. All right. Well, we have been fielding a lot of calls. We've had a record year. We're opening lots of new accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. People not happy with where they're at, or wanting to take advantage of the bull market, which is now in its ninth year. Is today the date? March 9th. Tomorrow, I believe, the bull market turns nine. Uh-oh, I better run to Costco and get a birthday cake. Well, if you'd like to participate, it's still got legs. 855-611-BEST. Get my newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.